Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-Powered Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this rainy day in Denver, Colorado, welcome to Call to Freedom. It was for freedom that Jesus set you free. We're going to talk a lot on this program about 9/11, because I believe if I asked you personally, where were you that day? All of you would say, I know exactly where I was. It's like the day that the Challenger exploded. I was driving down the street to the John Wells Music Center when that happened. I mean, some days are just in your mind forever. And we want to talk about that today. Kimberly is taking care of business, and so she has a kind of a day off from radio, but we miss her, and I hope she will be here then tomorrow. I don't know how long she's going to be here, but it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. Our Saturday meeting was just great. We had a wonderful time, and Kimberly was such a glorious addition to the meeting. We sang songs in the minor keys because the Jewish holidays are this month, and I want you to remember that Rosh Hashanah is coming up and also Yom Kippur. So we want to remember the Jewish people and the wonderful things that they have done for the Gentiles in bringing Jesus Christ into the kingdom of God. And we've got to give them the credit. We do, because Jesus came from both sides of Jewish people in the Old Testament. He is an heir, and God himself. Praise the Lord. It was a wonderful time. I'm so glad you could make it. And October the 14th is the next Call to Freedom meeting at my home and in the restaurant. We had so much fun in the restaurant. I had to leave because everybody else was still talking. Oh, I love the fellowship. I love the fellowship with my brothers and sisters. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And from ACLJ, the Center for Law and Justice, I want to just say this for a moment. Jay is saying, I'm so encouraged by the number of ACLJ members praying for us. We are seeing the power of prayer in action as God is moving. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. That's Matthew 18:20. I want to share a specific prayer request related to the ACLJ's mission. Please pray for our Supreme Court appeal that we recently filed against Planned Parenthood. And that's what you need to do. Take a little paper, post note, whatever it is, or a slip of paper in your Bible, and begin to write what you're going to be praying for specifically this week. So please pray for our Supreme Court appeal that we recently filed against Planned Parenthood. We are dedicated to saving the lives of innocent unborn babies with God's help and your prayers. Also, pray for God's protection over pregnancy resource centers as they offer messages of life and hope for struggling women and their unborn children. Do you know more abortion pills now kill children than at abortion clinics? It's true. You can go to the pharmacy and get those stupid pills, those horrible, 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 lethal pills. To see more ways to pray for the ACLJ, please download our prayer guide. You go to ACLJ and you can download the prayer guide. God bless you, Jay Sekulow, and we'll be praying for you. The memory verse for this week is, we're in Isaiah. We're in Isaiah now. Woo! Isaiah 9, verse 6. For a child will be born to us. A son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The Message translation in Isaiah 9, verse 6 through 7 says, for a child has been born for us. Yes, Jesus Christ was born for us, who would have been in hell today if it wouldn't have been for Jesus. So I love the Message translation. For a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow and there'll be no limits to the wholeness he brings. He'll rule from the historic David throne over that promised kingdom. He'll put that kingdom on a firm footing and keep it going with fair dealing and right living, beginning now and lasting forever. The zeal of the God of the angel armies will do this. Praise the Lord. And then the Passion Translation, a child has been born for us again, for us. A son has been given to us. The responsibility of complete dominion will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be the Wonderful One, the Extraordinary Strategist, the Mighty God, the Father of Eternity, the Prince of Peace. Praise the Lord. Great and vast is his dominion. If you've got a Passion Translation, go to Isaiah 9, 6, and 7 and read that. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. Oh, God is such a wonderful God. And at the end of that seventh verse, his people will ensure that it is finished. Jesus did everything the Father instructed him to do while he was on this earth. Praise his name forever. Our confession for today by Rick Renner. I confess that God's word has a central place in my life. My spirit is saturated with the word of God. The devil may try to attack me, but my faith is held up high in front of me, covering my life completely like a shield, extinguishing every flaming arrow he attempts to shoot in my direction. My faith is supernaturally energized, and I am empowered to stand against every assault the devil tries to make on my life. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus says in Luke 10, verse 19, "Behold, I've given you authority." That's us. That's us, people. "You authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall harm you." The Passion says in Luke 10, 19, "Now you understand that I have imparted to you all my authority to trample over his kingdom. You will trample upon every demon before you and overcome every power Satan possesses." Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you as you walk in this authority. However, your real source of joy isn't merely that these spirits submit to your authority, but that your names are written in the journals of heaven and that you belong to God's kingdom. This is the true source of your authority. Isn't that beautiful? Praise the Lord. That is wonderful to know. That I know we have heaven to look forward to, but oh, my friends, more than heaven, here on earth where it's so complicated, so difficult, so challenging, we've got his authority here to have an abundant life as he promised in John 10:10. Praise the Lord. I have an article that I had written in 2018 in the Express, and I want to read it. I realize that we have so much to be thankful for, and there are people today on 9/11 that are in sorrow and grief still, and many are still suffering who were at the Twin Towers. So this is an article as if Jesus was speaking these words. Okay, so this is Jesus speaking, and we know since 3,000 have died since 9/11 with cancer and other related effects of the 9/11 tragedy. We want to fully take in the impact of what happened and how God can rescue and restore and renew. Praise the Lord. This article is by Stacy Randall, and it is submitted to Call to Freedom by Tom Dunn. And interesting, Tom Dunn went to be with the Lord this year. So he is in heaven. Oh, God, thank you so much, Tom. "You say you will never forget where you were when you heard the news on September 11th, 2001. Neither will I, says Jesus. I was on the 110th floor in a smoke-filled room with a man who called his wife to say goodbye. I held his fingers steady as he dialed. I gave him the peace to say, 'Honey, I'm not going to make it, but it is okay. I am ready to go.' I was with his wife when he called as she fed breakfast to their children. I held her up as she tried to understand his words and as she realized he wasn't coming home that night. I was in the stairwell, and we realize that this is Jesus speaking. I was in the stairwell of the 23rd floor when a woman cried out to me, capital M, me, for help. I have been knocking on the door of your heart for 50 years, I said. Of course I will show you the way home. Only believe in me now. I was at the base of the building with a priest who was ministering to the injured and devastated souls. I took him home to tend his flock in heaven. Hallelujah. He heard my voice and answered. I was on all four of those planes in every seat with every prayer. I was with the crew as they were overtaken. I was in the very hearts of the believers there, comforting and assuring them that their faith has saved them. I was in Texas, Virginia, California, Michigan, Afghanistan. I was standing next to you when you heard the terrible news. Did you sense me? I want you to know that I saw every face, I knew every name, though not all knew me. Some met me for the first time on the 86th floor. Some sought me with their last breath. Some couldn't hear me calling to them through the smoke and flames. As I was saying, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Oh, praise God. Some chose for the final time to ignore me, but I was there. I did not place you in the tower that day. You may not know why, but I do. However, if you were there in that explosive moment in time, would you have reached for me? September 11th, 2001 was not the end of the journey for those of you listening to this. But someday your journey will end, and I will be there for you as well. Seek me now while I may be found, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And that's Jeremiah 29, verse 12 and 13. Then at any moment, you know you are ready to go. Oh, I hope you're listening today and you're ready to go at an instant. I will be in the stairwell of your final moments. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened down, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart. Team up with me, and I will give you rest, relief, ease, and refreshment, recreation, and blessed quiet for your soul. For my yoke is easy, good, useful, not harsh or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. And my burden is light, to ease the burden that you bear. Oh, that is so beautiful. I was looking for some articles, and it was like Holy Spirit says, go back in your Express newsletter. Oh, okay, Lord, I will go back, you know, because I had Googled on YouTube, and I couldn't find anything that I really cared for. And here I found this article from September of 2018, and some of you may still have it around. But as I was reading a letter from Tunnel to Tower, and I give to them, generously, and I'm so grateful that I am able to do that. It says here that only 38% of Americans value patriotism. And here's an article. As a New York Police Department detective, Luis Fernandez assisted in rescue and recovery efforts at Ground Zero, and he couldn't know his heroism would cost his life 13 years later. So the people that helped in all of the searching and recovery that happened in Ground Zero, many of them lost their lives. Over 3,000 have died since then. His death, like thousands of others, was a direct result of illnesses he contracted after inhaling toxic dust when the Twin Towers collapsed. 9/11 is not just history, not for the families who lost loved ones that day and to illness and injuries in the years since, not for the thousands of first responders and survivors whose lives remain at risk from related illnesses. And that's why we need to help organizations like this, Tunnels to Tower, T2T.org, Jay Sekulow, continue to support him. But be serious about your contributions. I know some of you are giving to the ASPCA for the animals, but friends, a human life is so much more important than animals. I know some of you love your pets. I loved my pet. But think of it. Human lives can go to heaven or hell in response to maybe what we do for them through mail and through supporting these wonderful organizations. So I appreciate you really thinking seriously about where you are giving your finances, your hard-earned money, just think of where you're giving it to it. And I have another article here. Praise the Lord, from my article in July of this year. And I remember when Darren and I went to, in 2008 to New York City. Dr. Grosser and his wife Kathy took us, and it was a amazing weekend. We did all of this in just 4 days. When we got home, it was real jet lag, but he took us to Ground Zero, and they still had the hole. It wasn't the beautiful fountain it is today, and it was just a deep, deep hole. And I couldn't help but show emotions at that, as we looked over the barriers to where the people had died. And I have a little replica from the American Center for Law and Justice on my piano of some of the iron that was shaped as a cross. They made replicas of that. There was a cross made from the iron that was in the Ground Zero, and I have a little replica on my grand piano. So every time I go by, I remember that. Here it is. Bravery guides one to do what is right, even when that means running up into a burning building to save others or taking drastic measures for the hope of bringing the situation to a good conclusion. Todd Beamer from Flight 93 put the safety of those on the ground before the safety of his own life. And his wife, Lisa, then wrote the book, Let's Roll. And I hope you've read that. Oh, it's a tremendous book. He said, it's what we have to do, before his life was cut short. And I want to tell you that the average age of all of those who died, they grouped it together and they added it together. The average median age of those who were killed that day was 37. Todd Beamer here was 32. But that's young, folks. Life was cut so short for so many of them. He was scared for his life and the lives of the passengers on board Flight 93. In the book, Let's Roll, Todd gave an account of the final moments of his life. He told the woman whom he had contacted on the phone to find his wife and sons and let them know he loved them. When the plane began flying erratically, he told the woman on the other end, "We're going to do something. I don't think we're going to get out of this thing, but we're going to go out on faith." He and several other guys on the plane were planning to jump the Middle East hijackers with a bomb. "It's what we have to do," he said. He asked the woman on the plane to recite the Lord's Prayer with him. "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." As they finished the prayer, Todd said, "Jesus, help me." And as I said before, Todd was only 32 years old. Lisa, Todd's wife, was explaining that the part of the Lord's Prayer that intrigued Todd was the line, "And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us." Here he was, up against men who were threatening to take his life and the lives of everyone aboard. You know how this story ended. After Todd said Psalm 23, they rushed the cockpit, but it was too late, and the plane flipped over and went straight into the ground, blasting a hole in the earth 50 feet deep. Not only the crash itself, but the bomb that was on the Mideastern hijackers. It just resulted in a horribly deep hole. The airplane and everyone aboard was obliterated. The intended target in Washington, D.C. had been spared by the bravery of all those martyrs on board Flight 93. Their sacrifice is a great example of bravery. The actions of the passengers resulted in saving many people on the ground, along with those in the White House. That's bravery, folks. That's bravery. And they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they didn't value their own life even to death. I want to be like that. If I'm ever faced with making myself live one more day or sacrificing myself for my fellow man or my loved one. I want to be able to sacrifice. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's wonderful to know that Jesus is right there. The minute you die, friend, Jesus is right there. When Todd, the minute he died, he took his last breath here on earth. He was with God in heaven. Praise the Lord. Oh, heaven and earth may pass away, but I have found amazing grace, for I will see Jesus face to face. Here's Dallas.
Into a river that rushes fast and free and washes over me. Heaven and earth may pass away, but I know I found amazing grace, and I'm only waiting on the day when I can see Jesus face to face. I want to see Jesus face to face. He has been faithful through the years. He has never wavered. He's calmed every storm and dried my tears. My only Savior. I don't know where I would be if He hadn't rescued me. Heaven and earth may pass away, but I know I found amazing grace, and I'm only waiting on the day when I can see Jesus. I want to see Jesus face to face. He's every move I make. He's every breath I breathe. With every step I take, I do away, but I know I found amazing grace, and I'm only waiting for the day when I can see Jesus face to face. I want to see Jesus face to face.
Oh, we are a people who are encircled by God Himself. Friend, I don't care what you have done. God loves you so much. And as you forgive yourself, yes, you're the one that needs to forgive yourself. So many times we hold these things inside and we feel guilty and condemned. But see, there's a day when you're going to realize, as God has saved you, given you Jesus' salvation through the blood of the cross, that you're free. It was for freedom that Jesus set you free, that you're going to let go of that heavy burden you've been carrying around. You're going to break that yoke of bondage. Oh, God bless you. We got to keep forgiving ourselves. We are a people for God, and God is a God for his people. God is around each and every one of us, as Psalm 91 tells us. He that dwells, and you live there. You dwell. Dwell is living in a place. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress. My God, in you will I trust. And how do you do that? Oh, he's got spirits. Holy Spirit is made up of seven. I don't know if there's a Holy Spirit department in heaven, but there is a school. And Holy Spirit is the leader. Then there is a spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of strategy, power, might, and spirit of revelation, knowledge. There's a spirit of learning how to revere, how to honor, and how to fear God. And so we can ask Holy Spirit, give me wisdom today. Give me wisdom. See, God's marvelous grace has manifested in person, Jesus Christ bringing salvation for everyone. And this same grace spirit teaches us how to live each day as we turn our backs on ungodliness and indulgent lifestyles. And it equips us to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives in this present age. You can't do it on your own. I can't do it on my own. I have to ask God every minute of the day to help me. And as we continue to look forward to the joyful fulfillment of our hope in the dawning splendor of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, is waiting there for us. He truly is. He's waiting there with open arms. And you may see your friends and relatives going to be with the Lord. Well, you're just going to push forward. You're going to walk forward. You're going to do what God has called you to do until that day that he calls you home. What a glorious celebration that's going to be. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's been so good being with you today. And I pray that you will be praying and be diligent to think of those families that gave so much for the America, for this country. God bless you and keep you safe today, and honor him and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.